Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again on tonight, yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. This is Thursday night, March 15th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as we always do, I'm asking all the listeners, especially those that are tuning in for the first time, as I always do, I'm asking the listeners to please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God as she delivered God's word on tonight. I do not take it lightly, and she do not either, and I do not want you all to take it lightly or for granted to think that we're making up things. That's why I ask you to get the Bible, get the word of God, and follow along with us as we go through the word so that you will be able to see it for yourself, what thus saith the Lord. As we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it's once again we come to give you praise, we come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of all of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us and through us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities, starting with myself and my entire family. I include my guest on tonight, Pastor Avella Davis and her entire family, and all doers of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. We thank you that you're not like man. You're everywhere at the same time. So you know who are being faithful doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas. So we have to do it. Help us to be all that you have called us to be And so when we do come to you, Heavenly Father, and ask for forgiveness of our sins and transgressions, we know that you're going to do that because you promised that you would. So we thank you for your forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we don't deserve them, but we are so grateful for them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and body on tonight. We know that you are still the doctor that has never lost a patient. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you continue to touch our president, Donald Trump, and world leaders everywhere all over the land, Heavenly Father, that they would come into a total agreement and they would fall in line and do what's right for all people for your glory, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would move by your spirit in each one of their lives. And should there be any of them that are not saved, you know for sure. And if they're not saved, even though they are over us, we pray, Lord, even on their behalf, that if they're not saved, that they too would become saved in Jesus' name before it's too late, so that they too will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth. And our prayer of Heavenly Father, should there be anyone listening on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, is our hope and desire, that something will be said on tonight that will prick their hearts to the point that they will open their mouth and yield and surrender and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, that they will be saved in his name and they will come to know their God purpose. And once they know it, they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just pray, Lord, that you continue to move by your spirit as long as you can. Have your way in each of our lives, that you'll be glorified through us, is our prayer. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. And all the people of God said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, seasons of realignment. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, season of realignment means or equals sometimes separation is required for elevation. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight, for all of us, tells us season of realignment means or equals sometimes separation is required for elevation. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/serviceambassadorsvessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But before I bring forth my two announcements, I'm going to introduce my guest in the person of Pastor Ovella. He'd like to be called Pastor Ovella. I'm not going to give her last name if she wants to. That's her heart's desire. And she is the pastor of In His Presence Ministry, located here in Detroit, Michigan. And she's going to be bringing forth the Word of God on tonight. I'm so excited for her and what God is doing through her and through her ministry. And the best is still yet to come. So she's going to be coming forth very shortly. But first, she's going to share a short testimony. Then following her testimony, she's going to come forth with the Word. So that's why I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God as she delivers God's word on tonight. In the form of announcements, I do have two announcements, and it's really three, and they're short announcements. I am so excited and happy for my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings. He is the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. And we are in the celebration of his 28th pastoral anniversary. We're asking and inviting all listeners, if you're in the Detroit area, the Ohio or Indiana area, and you're going to be in the Michigan area on Sundays, we have started his celebration at the beginning of this month, and it will continue throughout the end of this month, through the last Sunday of this month. And we have two services, the 10 a.m. service and also 3:30 services, where other different churches and pastors and ministries are coming in and helping us to celebrate our man of God as he celebrates and we celebrate with him his 28th pastoral anniversary as our pastor and shepherd of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church here in Detroit, Michigan. Our church is located at 1330 Crane Street. That's right off of Agnes near East Jefferson. Also, regarding Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, on Sunday, April the 1st, Resurrection Sunday, some people call it Easter, but it's Resurrection Sunday. The Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church Sunday School Ministry presents He is Risen. And He is Jesus Christ that we're talking about. Jesus Christ is Risen. That's the title. They present He is Risen. That will be taking place on, again, Sunday, April the 1st at 9 a.m. at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Again, our church location is 1330 Crane Street at Agnes, right off of East Jefferson. And my final announcement is regarding the Fountain of Truth Church. They present their 2018 EOW Women's Conference, and that EOW stands for Women, Extraordinary Women. And this is presented by co-pastor Brenda Jones. They will be presenting their EOW Women's Conference starting on Thursday, April the 12th through April the 15th. And their theme is There Is a Cure. The registration fee is $79. If you need more information, you can contact the church office at 313 area code 839-5200, or you can go to their website, which is www.eow.conference.net. Well, those are my announcements for tonight. And so I'm getting ready to bring forth Pastor Ovella, and she's going to come forth and she's going to share a testimony with us first. But before she comes with her testimony, I'm going to do something for those that may be tuning in for the very first time. And I like to encourage the people of God in His Word, and not my feelings or opinion, but according to God's Word. So if you have your Bibles and pen out, you might want to write down this scripture. And this is coming from the from the Message Bible. If you have a different Bible, it's going to read different. But these are words of encouragement for the listeners on tonight, for those of you that are being faithful doers of God's Word. This is a faithful promise from God, His God decree. Again, it's found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13. It says to us, things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills, I'll make everything right again for my people Israel. So that's a promise from God. So you know God is a man that cannot lie. He is faithful, and He's still watching over His Word to perform it in the lives of His saints even today. And guess what? God has no respect for persons. What He did for you, what He's done for others, He's able to do for me. And what He's done for me and others, He's able to do for you. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth my guest on tonight, Pastor Ovella. I am now giving the mic to you to first share with us, the worldwide listeners. Could you please share with us a short testimony? And following your testimony is I'm going to do a music break before you bring the message. So following your testimony, I'm going to do a music break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. But please share with us a testimony first.
Wow. Well, good afternoon, and all of your listeners, and God bless you, Brother James, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show tonight. And I'm just excited to hear your zeal about God, and excited to hear your passion and your tenacity to make sure that that God and salvation is a reality, and all these things that we are exposed to, everything wants to remove the necessity for God and a God-conscious people. And so by you doing this work unto the Lord, it's just a blessing. And I'm happy and excited to hear your zeal, and thankful for the opportunity to be with your audience tonight. And the reason why I'm kind of laughing and hesitating is because, in keeping with your theme, are you a liability or asset in the kingdom? And moving forward with the way that the Lord has directed me, the Spirit has directed me, the testimony that I have is wrapped within the teaching of the scriptures. So, maybe if you don't mind, if you could go ahead to your song, and then I can come back and just put it all together, because it's all a part of keeping in line in what you wanted to say tonight. But the testimony, I really have it. Even this is the Spirit led me to this 10 minutes ago to mix this in to give to your people in a certain way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do believe in letting the Lord have His way. So I'm going to do just what you said. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. So we thank God for you. So we're going to share this with the listeners on tonight. Be blessed by this song.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord on tonight. And that's what we need to do. We need to remember that help is on the way. What we got to do is turn it over to Jesus. Why? Because he said we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Well, before I bring forth Pastor Ovella on tonight, I failed to remember to mention in prayer, and I'm asking all the listeners, if you would go into prayer with me regarding this situation. I just happened to see this on CNN News on this evening, and it's a tragedy. But we know that God is still good in the midst of our tragedies. He's still worthy to be praised. I'm asking all listeners, we want to keep all the families that have been affected by, there was a bridge collapse, a brand new pedestrian bridge that was over eight lane highway down in Miami, Florida. And that bridge collapsed and about seven or eight cars was trapped up under there. So we know that God is still good. But in the midst of it all, I'm asking all listeners if we would come in agreement and touch and agree with in prayer regarding all those families that have been affected by this accident regarding this bridge collapse on today. But God is a healer, God is a restorer, and he is still worthy to be praised. So continue to lift up all those families that have been affected by this bridge collapse in Miami, Florida. So right now I'm going to come back to Pastor Ovella. Again, she's going to share a testimony with us. And or however the Lord leads her, and then she's going to go directly into the word. Pastor Ovella.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Pastor, Brother James. Amen. Maybe I'm prophesying. I don't know, but praise God. I do also want to give a good evening. God bless you to Bishop James Jennings and the Shield of Faith Church. That's almost my second home. That's my family over there, and I love Bishop. And we were just over there earlier this year for the Women's Week, where we were able to bring the word on a Tuesday night with a five-night women's event, Winter Women, and it was so wonderful. And I just love Shield of Faith, and I love Bishop Jennings, and God bless all of you.
Amen.
I was looking at the theme that you, Brother James, that you decided to, you know, what tonight is about. Are you a liability or asset in the kingdom? And that's a good question to ask in this hour, because there's so much happening in the world, and there's so much happening in the kingdom of God. Both entities. There's a lot going on, and we have a responsibility as the disciples of Christ to do something purposeful in this hour for the kingdom. Every believer has been given a purpose, and we should be doing our purpose. But looking at what you were asking about, are you a liability? Let's look at that word liability. And the word liability, Webster says that it's the state of being responsible for something, especially by law. A state of being responsible for something, especially by law, the liability. So, for example, the partners accepted unlimited liability for any risk that they undertake. So they are dealing with accountability and responsibility. But then when you look at asset, you're looking at the definition as a useful or valuable thing, person, or quality. A useful or valuable thing, person, or quality. Well, for sure, every person that God has called, he has called us to be a useful person. He's called us to be a useful child. He is our Father, and he has given us responsibility, and he wants us to be an asset. That means to bring forth what he's created you to bring forth, to do what he's created you to do. And we can't take be distracted at looking to see what someone else is doing or someone else is called to do or what someone didn't do or what someone did do. It's about what God has given you to do and what he's called you. He's given each one of us a measure of faith. He's called each one of us from the kingdom of Satan and to the kingdom of his dear son. He's called us from something, from death to life. He called us from darkness into light, into being awakened spiritually. He's called us from something to be something, and that process is it's an entire life's journey to become what, to come out of who you were and become who God has created you to be. And so on that journey, I believe that's part of what David was speaking about when he said, he leadeth me to the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's part of the benefits that we get as being sheep, that our shepherd is going to lead us to the path of righteousness. And that leading has promises attached to it, which is what Psalm 23 is all about, but it's only going to give you the benefits if you choose to follow the shepherd. And so in following the shepherd, he says, I have a path of righteousness that I want to lead you to, and I want to lead you to it for my name's sake, that I would be glorified and you'll be blessed. That's what the path is about. It's a path of righteousness. And so all of us have something to do to be an asset. And following, being a Christian, which is mean being a disciple and following the good shepherd. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. So looking at 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 through 31 is what I wanted to share tonight. And I pray now that the Holy Spirit would give every listener ears to hear what it is that he has to say, and that we would not just hear, but we have the courage to obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Through 31, starting at verse 12. And Paul writes, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but it's all many parts, it forms one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. So Paul is going through a great description here, defining who we are as the body of Christ. And all who were baptized by the Spirit, and Jesus said, if you want to be born again, you've got to be born of the Spirit, baptized of the Spirit to form the body of Christ in the earth. We are the way that Jesus is manifested. We are his body. Verse 15 says, now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. Amen. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. I want to encourage you that are listening tonight, that you're making decision, hopefully, to be an asset, to know that God has fearfully and wonderfully made each and every one of us. And he made all of us different, individual, special, with unique gifts and unique talents, unique abilities. We have unique passions. We are all focused on things that God has given us to do. And if we would make it a goal to not only be and do what God has called you individually to do, but stay in your lane, amen, stay in your lane, go in the path that is before you. Don't worry about what's going on to the right or to the left. Don't worry about what someone else is or is not doing. That's irrelevant. That's not your responsibility. To be an asset, you have to be focused on your job and your lane. If you're driving down a highway and you get in somebody else's lane, you're going to cause an accident. Amen. But here Paul is defining that we all have a role, and it doesn't matter what the role is, whether you're a hand or whether you're an ear, whatever part of the body, you are important. But because we make up one body. In other words, I remember one of my teachers telling me that if all of us are alike, then somebody ain't necessary. That if all of us are alike, then somebody is not necessary. God has fearfully and wonderfully made us, and he's called us to this hour, to this generation. He knows exactly what's going on in the world. He knows exactly the needs of the kingdom and the gifts that need to be manifested. He knows exactly the work that is set before us to do. All he needs is a yielded vessel to say yes to him, and don't put your eyes on anybody else but God and his word. He will lead and guide you in what he has begun. The scripture says that he that begun a good work, he's going to bring it to completion. He will do it through you. A lot of times we spend a lot of time striving because we're trying to be something and do something that God has not called you to do. Amen. And maybe someone asked you to do it. Maybe you felt obligated. But you have to learn. You got to seek to God for what is his purpose for your life. Even if it's someone in church and they're calling you, they want you to serve in a certain capacity. And if your pastor is asking you to help, then we respect and honor the pastor. But when something comes up, opportunity to do something, pray and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is this your will for me? It may be something that I want to do, but it may not be your will. Or it may be something that someone else has made me feel obligated to do, but I don't have peace and joy about it, but I'm doing it. Well, you're out of your lane. God strategically designs everything to work synergistically, to work in harmony with his will. His spirit will do the work through us when we just yield ourselves and get in our lane and do what you've been gifted to do. And so verse 21 says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable and treated with special modesty, while the presentable parts need no special treatment. I remember my grandmother saying, good meat makes its own gravy. Hallelujah. Amen. And so presentable parts don't need special treatment. But God has put the body together. Who put the body together? God. God is the one that brought us to where we are now in him. Wherever we are in Christian maturity, our growth in him, he has put us together, and he has put us with a local body. We need to be assembled. If you're not in a church, you should be a part of a local body. Maybe you have in churches at home where different people have they have home church. That's fine. Be a part of something that's connected to the body, connected to the head, which is Jesus Christ. He is the head, and we are the body. But God has put the body together, giving great and honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with us. Paul has given us clear understanding of what unity in the body of Christ is to look like. This is how we present Jesus. We begin to operate not just in our gifts and callings, but if one of our parts is suffering, we run to them to help them, to build up, to encourage, to pray, to strengthen. If you ever ran into a table, if your knee hit the table, your hand ran to your knee to help your knee. Or if you hit your foot, you would grab your foot or whatever body part you'd injured. Another body part, your hand runs to it to help that suffering part. That's what God wants to see in us as the body, that we are to attend to one another. Verse 27 says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Amen. So it doesn't matter which part you are. It doesn't matter if you're in front of the scenes or you're behind the scenes. It doesn't matter if you have a microphone or if you just have the gift of praying and you are, maybe you can't even make it to church, but you are intercessor. You are an important part of the body. And everything that you've been gifted to do, we should do everything that we can for the body of Christ so that the kingdom would be advanced. Amen. And I think about my pastor, my former pastor. He had had a stroke. And he was a great teacher, great theologian, one of the greatest of our time. And he had a stroke, and the night that he had the stroke, it was Bible study. And I remember him calling on the radio and doing Bible study from his hospital bed, and we talked about that. And he said, no matter what we go through, we still have a responsibility to serve God with whatever we have left. Whatever we are able to do, then we're still responsible to do it for God at no matter what level it is, because it's all important unto God, because it's part of the body. And so I wanted to give you my testimony in this when verse 26 says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. This past weekend, and this testimony is fresh, and I know that God has blessed me with those of you that are here tonight, because this testimony is for you, because I wouldn't have given this testimony if this had not happened. I would have gave another testimony, as Brother James expected me to, but God has done something amazing, and it goes with what he wants us to expound upon and focus on. Are you a liability or asset? And we're all assets, no matter what role God has called and given you in the body. It's important because it's for his entire and complete body to work together, his universal church. So I had this weekend, I began to have some chest discomfort, and I'm 56 years old, and so even though I don't want to believe it, I still think I'm 30 sometime, but I'm 56. And I was having some chest pains and pressure, and I went to the hospital. And went to make a long story short, after I went through emergency and they saw that my EKG was abnormal, my electrical lines were off, and they rushed me back to see doctors, and the doctors began to ask me, well, have you had a virus in the last 3 or 4 weeks? Have you had a cold, or have you been around someone with a cold or a virus? And I said, well, absolutely. First of all, I was sick 3 or 4 weeks ago with a cold. I was fighting it. It never got me down. But, yeah, I did have a virus going on in my body. And I'm always around people. I'm a pastor, so I don't know who's sick around me. And what they discovered was there is something that's called pericarditis. And peri means round. Cardio means it's the heart. And itis means inflammation. And so you have a wall that surrounds the human heart that's called the pericardium. And this pericardium is a wall that keeps your heart in its place behind the sternum. Not only does it keep it in its place, because you know a beat is rhythm. If God didn't give us something to keep it in place, the heart could move. But there's this pericardium, which is the wall that protects the heart. And not only does it protect it by keeping it in place and keeping it lubricated from the fluids that are flowing through the pericardium wall, but it keeps it from having friction within the sternum, and it prevents bacteria and viruses from entering into the heart. Now, before this weekend, I didn't know that I had a pericardium. I didn't know anything about what pericardiology was, but I learned, and I was able to see the scripture that says that God has fearfully and wonderfully made us. What's going on with the inflammation of the pericardium wall, it is inflamed because it's protecting the heart, keeping viruses and bacteria out. In other words, the swelling around the heart is just a defense that's protecting the heart. My heart is fine. They said my valves are fine. There's nothing wrong with the heart itself. But after they've noticed, after 3 to 4 weeks, that people will come to the hospital and they'll have chest pains and it feels like a heart attack, and it's the pericardium, which is protecting the heart. Now, what's amazing about that, again, probably you or I, most of us did not know that we had this wall that is protecting and keeping the heart safe. And we may not have considered it to be an important part of the body, because maybe we didn't understand its function. Hallelujah. But God knows exactly what he's doing. When he put this physical body together, he didn't forget anything. I remember telling him when I learned about this, I said, God, you thought of everything. You have thought of everything. And so our hearts are protected by this wall. Amen. And if God would go through such lengths to make sure that our human life and our human body would function, even with parts that we didn't know that we needed or even knew how they worked, but we know that God has placed it there, that lets us know that God has a plan for everything. He has a plan for our life. He has a plan for our ministries. He has everything already orchestrated. All we have to do is become yielded to him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. It may not make sense to you. God may give you something to do that doesn't make sense. Other people may not agree with it. You're not here for anyone's approval but God. And many times when God calls us to a work and to do something, if it doesn't make sense, it's making faith. Hallelujah. If it ain't making sense, it's making faith. God called me out from being an organist, minister of music for 24 years. Minister music, and God spoke to me and said, I'm calling you out to organize ministry. And I said, no way, no way, no way, this is not God. But yes, it was, and he confirmed it with signs following. And as I continue to obey what he showed me, this is our 11th year, always in Jesus' presence here in Detroit. We are 11 years old this June, and it is nothing but the hand of God. And I yielded myself to him and allowed him to demonstrate that it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by his spirit. So I want to encourage you tonight, if you're listening, maybe you're not a member of a church and maybe there's not a lot that you can do on the front line, but you can always pray. You can pray for the body of Christ. You can pray for families. You can pray for the community. Intercessory prayer is a major ministry in the kingdom, and we need intercessors just like we need soldiers and we need preachers. We need apostles. As a matter of fact, verse 28, Paul said, and God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. I tell you, the greater gifts is the gift that God has given us, which is the gift of faith. Amen. The gift of faith that comes through him. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, but the grace and the faith all comes from God. That's the greatest gift, that you have the ability to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have the privilege to desire him as the gift who will empower you to do what it is that you were created to do. If you're listening tonight and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's your first stop. You have to accept the work of Christ, the finished work of Christ, that he's the one that paid the price, that delivered you from your old self and brought you into a newness of life by receiving him and accepting him and inviting him into your heart. His Holy Spirit will take up residency, and you will be led to your divine purpose, but it's only through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So if you receive Jesus in your heart, invite him in, Jesus, come and be Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Fill me with your spirit and lead me to your path of righteousness. He will do it. And remember this, that it's a journey. And no matter how small the body part you are, there is a major role that you play when you connect with all that God has called, and that is his believers to be the body of Christ. So I pray that you're encouraged tonight. I want to thank Brother Brown for this opportunity, and I pray that God blesses you to be an asset and to be diligent about what it is that you've been gifted to do.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Pastor Ovella, what an awesome, powerful word on tonight. And I'm standing in agreement. I love how the Holy Spirit works. And sometimes we can have things scheduled the way we want it to be, but sometimes the Holy Spirit will lead us and prompt us to do things a different way so we can get a different outcome.
Yes.
And so that's what you did tonight.
Yes, you will.
But I thank God for you. Even though you did not share your testimony at the beginning, you still shared a powerful testimony. And I've learned something through your testimony myself, just sitting here listening
Hallelujah.
To you about the walls around the heart. That is so powerful and deep. I did not know that, and I'm sure that a lot of the listeners did not know that either. So that's why it's important
mm-hmm.
that as we learn and find out new information, pass it on and share it with somebody else so they can pass it on and share it to somebody else. That's what it's all about being
Amen.
Effective assets to the body of Christ, not only in ministry, but in our daily walk. If we can encourage someone
yes.
with the word, and if we can encourage someone with the new educational advice, such as what you just
mm-hmm.
presented to us on tonight, with your testimony regarding the heart, the walls around
Amen.
The heart, and how it protects and keeps the virus and the bacteria from entering the heart, that is powerful. That is deep.
Yes,
I've never thought of that.
Yes.
I wouldn't have never thought of that. But that's how God works.
Yeah, it was.
And I like
it
when you
it
said that. Yes, it is. And I like what you said. God knows exactly, and he knew exactly what he was doing when he put man together.
Yes,
when
he
formed
did.
Us
yes,
as
did.
His own likeness and as his own image, he knew exactly what needed to go where and why it needed to go where. And so God is God all by himself, and that's why I'm so grateful
yes.
that God is not like man. See, God don't forget.
Amen.
He never forgets you. He don't change.
Amen.
He cannot fail. He cannot lie. God do not get amnesia. We, even as Christians,
no.
sometimes we get amnesia sometimes. And we get into that little thing. We want to play mind games with some people sometimes. And we'll promise somebody you're going to do something for them. And then they call you, and that's what they helped you. You said that you were there for them when they needed you. And you call them. And then they don't even remember that they even said, if you need me, call me. Oh, what are you talking about, baby?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're talking about. But you said.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful about what we say. Words do have power, and words are very effective. So I thank God for this powerful word on tonight. We thank God for you, Pastor Ovella. And I want you to know
Amen.
That in this person's ministry, haven't seen nothing yet. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the great things that God has in store for you, for your ministry, and not only for you and your ministry, but for all doers of his word, for all those that are being access
Amen.
To the kingdom of God all over the land.
Amen.
Don't be surprised when God starts delivering and giving you the desires of your heart, because he promised that
Hallelujah.
He would.
Yes.
I want to give you an opportunity to share with the worldwide listeners on tonight. I know that you have this powerful ministry titled Thou Shall Not Kill. Could you elaborate
Amen.
On that a little bit before we release you?
Oh, absolutely. I guess I need to know how much time do we have left.
We got about 15 minutes. You have some time.
Okay, good, because this truly is a tremendous testimony. It was in 2010. The Lord woke me up, and God has a way of waking up those who he's going to use at 3 or 4 in the morning. I don't know why he likes that time of morning, but I kind of have figured it out that he's so good, he allows us to get some sleep. And so if you go to bed at 10 or 11, you wake up at 3, at least you're not totally without sleep. God is gracious like that, I found. But he woke
amen.
Me up at, around amen. And most anyone who has been given what I call downloads, even your radio show is a download, and what you're doing, this came from the Spirit of God. He has to speak to us in times that there's no distraction, so we know that it's him talking. Amen. And so that 3 o'clock hour is good for he and I. And he said, he began to speak. It was an impression upon my spirit. And he said, the violence and the crime that's going on across this nation is a spiritual war that we've been approaching with carnal armor. I'd never heard that before. He said, it's a spiritual war that we've been approaching with carnal armor. So I wrote down what he said. And then he said, I told Habakkuk to write the vision and make it plain. And he said, I told Jeremiah, I watch over my word to perform it. And I want to stop right here, because right now our church is in Bible study on hearing God and what it means to hear God. The primary way that God speaks to us is his word. Amen. That's the primary way. The Bible says that there in times past that God spoke through the prophets and through sundry ways, but in these last days he spoke through his son. We have the word of God, which gives us the word of Jesus Christ, who is God. And it tells us that God speaks with his word, amen, and he watches over his word to perform it. And so he began to speak his word to me, and he said, I told Jeremiah to watch over, I watch over my word to perform it. And then I heard an audible voice, and I saw a vision, and God said, the voice said, God said, thou shalt not kill. God said, thou shalt not kill. And I saw white letters and a black background that said, God said that thou shalt not kill. Now, this download session lasted about an hour or more. I was writing everything. It's almost like I couldn't write fast enough. The Lord gave me the vision of the God said thou shalt not kill message. He told me that because violence and crime is a spiritual war, then we need spiritual weapons to fight against it. In other words, he was saying, we've been saying carnal things like put down the gun, like cease fire, like stop the violence, but we haven't said what God said. God said, thou shalt not kill. And Ephesians 6 tells us that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So if this is a spiritual war, then we need spiritual weapons. And therefore, God wants the church to declare what he said. God said, thou shalt not kill. So we begin to get some flyers made that said posters, 11 by 17 posters. I remember Black Printing Company here. They donated our first 500 posters that said, God said, thou shalt not kill, with white writing and black background. And said that the church was the distribution center, that the churches were to take these flyers and to get them out to their members, to get them out to their communities, to put them in the gas stations and the liquor stores and the Coney Islands, and to get involved in declaring what God said over violence. And we had a tremendous campaign with the billboard, with the flyers and the posters. And then we got opportunities to speak in schools, and we gave over 10,000 wristbands to students that says, God said, thou shalt not kill, white writing, black background. And then God gave me a vision to do in 2012. We did another phenomenon. We did a thou shalt not kill motorcade, where the Lord led me to talk to funeral directors and ask them to unite in a citywide motorcade, that they would have magnets on the side of their hearse that said, God said, thou shalt not kill, to demonstrate that even the funeral directors are united against violence with the word of God. And I worked on that event for about 3 months, and we ended up with 42 hearse lined up down Woodward by the Fox Theater, and over 300 family cars of families that had been victims of violence. And we motorcade through the city, and we ended up at Fellowship Chapel Church, where we had a Thou Shall Not Kill rally on that night. And that was a phenomenal event that God, can you imagine, people were coming outside seeing one hearse, two hearse, three hearse, four hearse, all these purple lights. And it was the funeral directors standing united against violence. God blessed us and told me to put my net on the other side of the boat this year, because we were putting up billboards and we couldn't seem to get the church to get behind it. And we couldn't get the finances. We needed $300 a billboard, and it was very difficult, so we were doing one or two. And the company did not want me to use sponsors, so that limited it. But the Lord told me to go back and ask them again last year, and I went back and I said, if you all will allow us to get sponsors, then we can get at least 100 billboards, because there's 5,000 churches in Detroit. I know that we can reach 100. And they agreed, and we ended up with 46 billboards. We didn't get all the churches to support, because unfortunately a lot of times the churches sleep, or maybe they are just focused on whatever that they feel the Lord has given them to do. But I feel that it's very vital that violence is the plague in the land, and we need to attend to this, and we have the authority over it. But sometimes we can get distracted. But I see death, and I see what's happening to this generation, and I sit across from families, and I attend events with families who've been victims of violence. But we were able to put up 46 billboards that said, God said, thou shalt not kill, on all around the city, which was a phenomenon. No one had ever done that before, 46 billboards to say the same thing with God's word up there. So God gave us an assignment to declare his message over violence, and we're still moving forward with it. The last thing that I'll say is that we were honored. God gave me a date, the 22nd, and said he decreed the 22nd day as a citywide day of peace and healing, that this is a day that we're going to work to try to have 24 hours of no violence on each 22nd, one day of no violence, one day of the news not reporting violence, one day on the 22nd that every family has dinner together and sit down and discuss how can our family have more peace, one day that the students in the schools all agree that there will be no bullying, no violence, in the prisons, no bullying, no violence, on the 22nd. It's called the Citywide Day of Peace and Healing. And Mayor Dave Bing and Mayor Mike Duggan have both given us proclamation from the mayor's office declaring that every 22nd, and this is another phenomenon, because usually if you get a declaration from the mayor's office, a proclamation. It's for an annual event. Well, this is a monthly initiative. Every 22nd is a No Violence Day, and God called it to be. And so one of the things that your listeners can do is you can mark your calendars on the 22nd. It was God who called it the Citywide Day of Peace and Healing. That means it's his will that we experience his peace and his healing if we would cooperate with him. So on the 22nd, do something to make it a day of peace and healing. It's a big initiative to be able to reach a whole city, much more a country. But we have to do what we can do right where we are. Every 22nd is a No Violence Day, and we're working to create that culture for our communities. So that's what the Thou Shall Not Kill, it's a message campaign that the Lord gave us to declare his word. It's a lot more to go to it, but if you wanted to look at our, you can see our website, which is the United Communities of America. Actually, it's the UCOA.org, but you have to put the word the UCOA.org, and you can see our website, and also I am on Facebook as Ovella Davis. And we move as the Spirit leads us. Right now we're revamping some direction. We're getting new direction from the Lord, just like my testimony was new. It's a new season, and God is restructuring some things with our campaign. It looks like we're moving into the school stronger. So, again, thank you for this opportunity, but that's what God gave me. It's a lot more to go with it, but that was the vision, and that was the call to speak God's word over every enemy. His word, he said, my word will not return void. It's going to accomplish where it is sent. Our job is to be obedient to declaring what God said. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? And because he said that, and that's just so true. And that's why I thank God for the worldwide internet. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said greater things, greater works that we would do.
Yes.
Why? Because he knew that he was leaving to go back to the Father, and he already knew that the internet was going to be in the system. He already knew all these capabilities, how we can reach people around the world within seconds. And so now, as the body of Christ, if you're not in your local church, if you have a worldwide ministry such as this one, and I thank God for it, that's why I don't take it lightly or for granted, that we can reach millions of people at one time and spread the good news of Jesus Christ, compelling men, women, boys, and girls to come in and be saved. Why? Because Jesus Christ is coming back again. He's coming back sooner than people think. Why? All you have to do is watch the news. The Bible said these things were going to happen. Wars and rumors of wars, mothers against daughters, fathers against sons, nations against nations, ministry. Hey, all of these things that God said was going to happen, don't you see them happening? God cannot lie. So I thank God for this ministry so we can reach the world. And that's what this is all about. So God revealed to me just the other night, this is a powerful ministry. We're reaching millions of people at one time. So I thank God for it. I thank God for you, Pastor Ovella, for what you're doing through your ministry, the No Violent Day ministry, each 22nd of every month, citywide. Again, listeners, take these notes down. I'm going to have her give you the website if you didn't get a chance to write it down. Pastor Ovella, could you please, because this is so vital and necessary and important, I want to make sure that everybody gets your website again for those that have come in late and heard you talking about it but did not get your website. Could you repeat that again?
Sure. TheUCOA.org. It's the acronyms for the United Communities of America. So you have to put the word the, T-H-E, letter U, United, C, Communities, O, of America, A, the UCOA.org, the UCOA.org.
Amen. And so this kind of ties in with, like she said, in doing her message. And if you, I know that most of the listeners have heard about all the different school shootings. And see, we know that this is nothing but the enemy. The enemy, he is on his job. He's still going along killing, stealing, and destroying. And he don't care who he worked through. He worked through old people. He worked through young people. He worked through black and white. He worked through different nationalities and different cultures. He worked through people just like God does. So we thank God for the word on tonight that the enemy, he is defeated. He is a defeated foe. And we as the church, as the body of Christ, we have power to stop him. But the body of Christ is so busy doing their own thing, we have forgotten what God said in his word. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When we come together on one accord and be sincere about this thing, and that's what we got to do, Christian, those of you that are listening on tonight, We must continue to keep our school children and our teachers in prayer. We must keep all those that have authority over us in prayer. The word says we are to watch and pray one for another. And we are to be watching and praying for our president and world leaders everywhere, because we know that the enemy, he's coming to work through them and to kill and destroy nations through them, and through communities, marriages, ministries, families, individuals. He do not have no shame. The enemy do not have no shame. But there is a God who sits in heaven, and we thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, our soon-coming king.
Amen.
And he's coming back with power. This time he's coming back, it's not going to be like the first time. He's coming back the second time with all power and authority. And he's coming back to receive his church. And who are we? We are the body of Christ, those that are saved in Jesus' name. He's not coming back for a building. That's the building where you go and worship together and give God praise and glory as a unified body of corporate believers. That's what we do in the as a body of Christ in the tabernacles or the sanctuaries, the buildings. But we are the building, the vessels that Jesus Christ is coming back for, the church, those that have accepted Jesus Christ as God's son, knowing that he died for us. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. He paid a price that he did not owe, and he paid a price that he knew that we were not able to pay. So aren't you glad on tonight that Jesus Christ, God's only son, paid your sin debt with his own blood, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God tonight. I am so grateful. I thank you, Pastor Ovella, for coming forth with this powerful word on tonight. And for the youth that are young people, I thank God for this worldwide listening audience. I look at my world map and I see that, and it breaks it down for the different age groups and different nationalities. And we have people from all over the world, all different cultures, tuning into this worldwide ministry. Young people are 18 and up, 35, senior citizens. I thank God for this ministry. We need to come together and on one accord, those that are in the body of Christ, those of you that hear my voice, those of you that hear Pastor Ovella's voice on tonight, it's prayer time. It is time to be serious about our prayer life. And it's not just about on Sunday or Wednesday or whenever you go to Bible class. It's a lifestyle. It should be every day, because somebody is watching you. And you need to know that somebody is not ever going to step into the Lord's house unless it's a wedding or a funeral. That's the only time they're going to go into the Lord's house. So that means they're looking at you. What do you mean, Brother Brown?
Yes,
you said you're saved in Jesus' name. You said you're walking in the Lord. You're fulfilling your God purpose. But believe me, somebody is watching you that do not know Jesus Christ, that are not saved in his name. So that's why I find it hard that some people that are not saved in Jesus' name today is because they are watching some persons, and this does not apply to all. But if it applies to you, then you need to examine yourself to make sure that you're not a liability, so that you can become an asset to the kingdom of God. Because it goes back to, some people are watching some of these Christians on today, and their words do not line up with the word of God. Their lives, I mean, their lives do not line up with the word of God. They're saying one thing with the word said, but they're doing totally opposite. Then you want to try to tell your unsaved friends and relatives to come in to visit your church and be saved. But they're not going to come in and be saved because they're watching you. So it's dangerous when you say that you're a child of God and you're a doer of God's word, and you're misleading people that would give their life to Christ, but they would never give their life to Christ because of the way you live your life, and you said you're saved in Jesus' name. Guess what? That means you are a liability to the kingdom of God. So we thank God for you, Pastor Ovella, tonight, and we thank God for your ministry. You continue to stay on the wall. You continue to do what God has called you to do regarding this No Violence Day, each 22nd every month, and this Thou Shalt Not Kill ministry. And everything that God has taken you to do to fulfill your God purpose on earth, I pray that God will let you live long enough to fulfill each and every one for his glory in the earth, that God will be glorified through you is my prayer for you and your ministry. We thank you for coming forth and sharing your testimony and sharing the word of God on tonight. Well, listeners, that's our ministry for our word for tonight. Again, we thank God for Pastor Ovella. I ask that you all continue to keep her in prayer and the work that she's doing on the behalf of the No Violence Day each and every 22nd of every month citywide, and then for the the Thou Shalt Not Kill ministry. Keep her and her ministry in your prayers, as we should always continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. As we get ready to close out tonight's program, we want to continue to lift up the families that have been affected again by the pedestrian bridge that collapsed in Miami, Florida. We want to continue to keep those families lifted up in prayer. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, this once again in the name of Jesus, we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor for who you are. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everyone that are truly being accessed to the kingdom of God and not being a liability. We thank God. We thank you, for Heavenly Father, for those that are being doers of your word without hidden motives or agendas. We ask that, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to help us be all that you have called each one of us to be individually, then yes, as a corporate body of believers all around the world, that you would be glorified through us. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to have your way in our lives. That you be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Have your way, Heavenly Father. We just bless you on tonight. We love you. We glorify you. Why? Because you're worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. You're awesome in all your ways. We just bless your name on tonight is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people
in
of God
Jesus
say
name.
Amen. Well, on tonight,
amen.
Know that Jesus Christ thought our lives were worth living, that he came down and sacrificed his life. And we're going to close out with that song on tonight. Jesus thought our life was worth living. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You thought I was worth living.